doesn't do that.
Well,
I guess I'll just have to know it's 3 minutes in. Go back to here. Go back over to this page. Go up to the top. Press this button over here. Go there. 60.
59.
And then he starts.
This is a countdown. 57.
He starts his magic
show.
Divide. Yes, he did. It's like, it's listen, there's that smooth guy.
Whoa. Oh, don't press the bar.
44.
Whatever you do, don't press the bar. You think you're doing a good thing, but don't press that bar.
That's what she said. Don't press that bar.
Get your hands away.
Please stand to one to the countdown.
29. Okay. Yeah, man. That's like, all right. This is going to be a monumental show.
Monumental.
It is going to be monumental. From the start to the very end.
Okay.
Countdown 14 to the slave 12.
I've already done that. It's like I think I got all that out. Oh, wait a minute.
7, 6, 5, 4.
Hairball, hairball.
2, 1.
Oh, hey, shut up.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Boy, that was fun. Hey, hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show. Turn out the lights. We'll hit the heights. And what heights will hit.
Let's go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
sorry.
Award-winning rabbit, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you, dear. Help me sit down. What a maroon.
So, good morning, Mr. Slade.
Damn, we gave him 2 minutes of funny before we even started good.
We'll put the brakes on that.
There we go.
All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mason.
We are firmly into the fall season, and we are firmly into October. We are in grip.
We just started the last quarter of 2023.
Yes. Can you believe it, boys and girls? 2024 is just around the corner. Christmas is less than 90 days away. What other nonsense should I bring to your brain cells? I wanted to bring something to your attention.
Okay, you got my attention, man.
This is our podcast. And it's called the Slade and Mason Show.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's all about, you know, them.
No.
And us.
Mostly about us.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to bring to your attention, it's just like a radio program.
Absolutely not. You see, I make sure that he cannot get that lie out there because I promise the people that we will tell the truth if nothing
we
else
will,
on
wait
this
a
program.
Minute. Wait, we will never tell the truth. That's the important thing. We're just sharing with you the news stories and things we see throughout the week. Essentially, really?
Father Pecker, I really didn't mean to do this.
Yes. And Father Glenn's rolling. And It's our take on it. Basically, we are saying the things that you say in your head, but if you said it, they'd know right away that you're racist. So what we're doing is...
So that's where we're going.
There we go.
Right.
Now, you'd never hear this on the radio, obviously.
I'll go right about that, man.
That letter to the FCC would be steaming hot when it came in.
I mean, hip and fire.
They might actually go down to the stick and just blow it up. I mean, that's how bad it would be. Look, we're just trying to have some fun. Don't take it all too seriously. Enjoy. All the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dano Music. Dano Music. Go visit their website. He's actually a very, very brilliant artist. He comes with a lot of neat tunes and what have you. So go check out his website. It's worth it. It's in the link. Listen, also, we have a picture from 2016 on Instagram. We have no idea how to get to it, but apparently it's out there. Go take a look and see if you can find it. There's a picture from 2022 on Twitter, which is now X. Again, I have no idea how to get to it.
I figured out how we can do it.
I know how we can do it. How?
Yep. Okay. Mm. We have to commit a crime.
Okay. Oh, and then it'll just pop up everywhere.
So there you go.
Free advertising. I love it. All right. So listen, if you're enjoying what you're listening to, by all means, set up an appointment with your psychiatrist. And on top of that, tell your friends.
So that you can lose them in the process.
Yeah, yeah. Tell family members, you know, family members. You know, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Let them know. Say,
you
hey.
Know, and you don't want to go anyway.
I listen to the Slade and Mason show. Yeah, there you go.
Come to Thanksgiving, please.
That's right. When you get pulled over for speeding, license registration. I listen to the Slade and Mason show. Does that work?
Right in the handcuffs. There you go.
Step out of the vehicle. Oh my dear goodness. And that's it. So just and as always, we are brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. We'll talk about them at the break. Now, before I ask that question, there's a more burning question that one of the listeners reached out to and asked.
They asked the question?
They asked the question. The question is
burning. Do I need penicillin? Sorry.
Well, sorry. Definitely not heat.
Okay.
So what we need to know, maybe some preparation H. The hoodie the hoodie that you acquired.
Yes.
Does it run large or small or fit only exactly?
Oh no, it runs large.
It does run large.
Yes.
Well, Ted, there's your question.
So we expect to see that you know, that sale mounted up by our accounting firm in the next 3 or 4 days. And we'll, as a matter of fact, you know, Christmas is coming. You might want to buy, you know, a complete week set worth of hoodies, because they come in different colors.
Yeah. That way we'll make 86 cents. Yeah.
There you go. Great.
There you go.
And before you ask that question, it's like I have to bum people out, because I was informed when we hooked up this morning that the next couple of weeks there will be no new Slade and Mason show. That's because my partner is going to be traveling to exotic lands with the woman of my dreams, and
say what?
then he's coming back and he's gonna like do his family tradition and do his family thing. So for the next 2 weeks, no new Slade Mason show. But I promise you, when we do come back, I will be loaded for bear.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. Bear, alligator. Oh, you know all that stuff. It's great. All right. Now, I ask the auspicious question some 7 minutes after the hour. Mr. Slade.
Yes.
I call you Mr. Slade out of respect, not because I want to, but you gotta respect the man anyway.
I know. He's because I'm old.
Yeah, he's older than me.
Respect your elders, young man.
You whippersnapper, smack you over the knee with my cane. When I was your age, I was much younger.
I just started working myself again.
Ethel, I need to change my diaper. Okay.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah,
Slade.
Depends are in my future, I can tell you.
So remember, boys and girls, every time you make him laugh, you make him pee. Now, all right.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Yeah, I've been wondering why I've been slishing when I walk out of the studio.
Sneakers are filling up. All right, now, Mr. Slade.
It was 7 minutes after the hour, and now.
All right, here we are, almost 8 after. All right, Mr. Slade, At the risk of sounding repetitive, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you by chance, I mean, it's possible, would you by chance have a Sunday morning rant?
You bet your pee-picking brain I do.
Would you call
and
me?
It's like pee-picking. Okay. Anyway, the thing of it is that I had another rant all lined up, and all Congress had to do was not reach an agreement, because I had the rant ready. It's like I had lines like, hey, do you know what it's like when you have collection agents call your home?
Just shut down the operations. Don't worry about it. It's an okay kind of thing. Hey, we's the United States government. Bye-bye.
You get those calls, and you just see, oh, and you're not going to answer because you know it's a bill collector. Yeah. But no, they spared us that. But of course, hey, we got 45 days.
That's right. It can still happen.
Yes, it can still happen. So I'm saving the best for that. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, you know, it's been quite a week. I mean, it's almost impressive how everything around me managed to become a colossal mess in just 7 days. It's like the universe decided to put on a circus act, and I'm the one juggling chainsaws riding a unicycle on a tightrope made of dental floss.
And blindfolded.
First of all, I'm going to steal a little thunder from my partner. Can we talk about technology for a minute?
Sure.
I swear, my smartphone has officially become my arch nemesis. It's like the thing's actively trying to ruin my life. It's got this fancy face recognition technology, but it can't tell the difference between my face and a well-painted potato. Half the time, I'm stuck there pointing my phone at my own face like I'm a tourist trying to take a selfie with the Eiffel Tower. Now, and don't get me started on predictive text. I text that guy last week trying to say I'll be in the office, but my phone decided to turn it into I'll be in the orifice. Needless to say, the boss had some questions. But it's not just technology conspiring against me. Oh, no. The universe had more tricks up its sleeve.
It decided
that the week I have an important presentation, my refrigerator would die a dramatic death.
Oh, no.
It's like it knew that I needed my morning yogurt for brain power and thought, let's give him a real challenge. So I did. I went to the store, bought a new fridge.
No. You call your landlord.
Wait a minute. Hold on now, because it's like they end up getting the bill. So anyway, it's like stepping though into a parallel universe where common sense doesn't exist. I asked the salesperson, do you have fridges that come with an IQ test? Because seriously, some of these models had more buttons than a damn spaceship.
Yes.
I want to keep my food cold, not launch a space mission.
Yes. Yeah.
And let's not forget about traffic. Mm. You ever notice how traffic jams always happen when you're running late?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the universe has a personal vendetta against your punctuality. You sit there trapped in your car, watching as the seconds tick away on the dashboard clock, and you start to wonder if you're going to be the first person to host a webinar from Traffic Jam. Speaking of webinars, can we talk about those?
Sure.
I mean, it's bad enough that you're stuck in endless virtual meetings, but now we've got to deal with the folks who can't figure out how to use the mute button. It's like a bad episode of America's Got Talent, except instead of singing, they're eating chips or having a full-blown argument with their pet parrot.
Down, Casey, down!
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, and don't even get me started on the weather. Mm. I mean, Mother Nature is the ultimate drama queen. One day it's scorching hot, the next day it's raining cats and dogs. I have to expect her to start throwing in some special effects like thunder and lightning just for the theatrics. But you know what, folks? Despite all that chaos, the mishaps, and the absurdity of this week, I'm still standing here, microphone in hand, making you laugh, because sometimes the best way to deal with life's curveballs is to laugh in their face and say, nice try, universe, but you can't bring me down. So here's to surviving another week of pure, unadulterated madness.
Yay!
Cheers!
Cheers for a man who doesn't drink. There you go.
Woo! where you? Yes, yes, yes. Oh man.
Oh my God.
I thought that one out, boy.
Yeah, yeah. That's quite a bit to deal with. Time to get a new smartphone. yes.
I got a new refrigerator.
The fridge. So okay. So let's back up. So I will do a plug, a free plug. It's a company called Back Office. And what I think is great about them is they will either they'll partner with people who are doing restorations of phones. And these are not old, like 12-year-old phones. These are like year and a half old phones. And selling them for basically 80% off what you get over at the phone stores or directly from the manufacturer. And basically one other person used it before you, and that's it. That's it.
Okay. But okay. Here's the thing, Dan, you know, I really don't give a rip about my phone.
Yeah.
I will tend to leave my house and just leave my phone on my desk just for the fun of it because I don't care. I had a problem with my phone. You know, I couldn't, for some reason it wouldn't ring.
Oh.
And I had to set it up so I could see it. So when a call came in, I could look at it. Well, do you know what I found out?
You had the ringer turned off.
No, the ringer was on. But what I had, I don't know when I even did it. Somehow I went into the settings and I placed it on do not disturb.
Because so you are disturbed. You know that.
For a month, my phone had been on do not disturb. And people have called me at the station and say, man, I tried to call you, you son of a.
And you're like, okay, so. Yeah. Oh man, no car parts for you.
But here it is. Here's the thing. I remind people that even if I don't answer the phone, you know, there's this nice little amazing thing called voicemail.
Oh,
and it works well. Yeah. All you got to do is leave a message saying, hey, you butthole. It's like, I couldn't get through to you. Turn your damn ringer on or something to that effect. So anyway, that's that was the phone.
Yeah.
So it's like the hell with that. I'm not getting a new phone
right.
Because I got all. Listen, I do all the spot uploads for this station. You know how many times I've heard the Boost Mobile spot saying, "Hey, you can get a new iPhone this year and next year and the year after. Mm-hmm. It's just $60 a month. Call Boost
$60 a month. Great. So
there you go. You're gonna. I mean, so I'm not paying. I mean, my phone is paid for.
Yep.
And it's like, if I really want another phone, I'm certainly not going to go to the phone store and get it. I will go to Walmart and just buy one of those phones and then have the service connected.
You bring up an interesting point. The network's there. The network's already built. The towers are up. That's it. All they're doing is babysitting the software and keeping electricity going. Server goes out. Great. Pull one out. Put a new one in. That's it. I mean, of the world.
I'll bet you they probably got the next iPhones already planned out for the next 20 years. So we'll add this feature next year. And 2 years from now, we'll add these two features.
You know, you can sync your phone to your refrigerator. Now you can get messages sent directly to your refrigerator screen. This way, when you're going to get your yogurt, you can go, oh, look who called me from the station. Delete. And so, of course, if you're at home, you can download the app for your phone so you could find out just how cold it is in your refrigerator. That's an actual thing. And so now you're getting me on a tangent because this is really starting to get me angry because I'm walking through the store. Okay. So look, okay. You had kids. I had kids. This is how it works. Okay. You get a bassinet, a crib, or some type of device that they sleep in. It has a mattress. It has a blanket. It has their favorite teddy bear or whatever. It's 8 o'clock. You put them down, and then you go to bed. If you hear crying, you get up in the middle of the night. You change the diaper. You get them fed, whatever the heck it is, and you're done. Nowadays, there's this guilt that you have to have a camera focused on the kid 24/7, 365. All the time. Nanny cams everywhere. I'm walking through Wally World, and it's like, this month only $889 for the set. And I'm like, For what? And my daughter looks at me and goes, oh, that's so you can keep an eye on the kids. I'm like, why? Why? I don't want to keep 24/7 view. I got other things to do in my life.
But Dan, okay, yeah. Now here you're
yeah.
I hate to tell you. I hate to tell you. This is the start of curmudgeonship.
No, this it's a stupid waste of money. It's a stupid waste of money.
And the only people who think anything is a waste of money is curmudgeon old farts.
Look, when I was your age, we didn't do it that way.
Listen, but I mean, I'm thinking to myself, here's what I'm hearing, all right? I'm hearing that kids need to have mental health days so that they can de-stress from their life.
What about the camera what about your camera on your front door? Tell me about the camera on your front door.
My mother would have said to me, or better yet, what she would have done to me talking about I need a mental health day. I'm going to give you some mental health right now. Pow.
Yeah. What about the camera on your front door?
There again. Why don't you have one? Just being able to look out the little circle there.
No.
Extend it.
No, haven't you seen enough movies? You look through there and they put a bullet right through that hole.
Oh, yeah, okay. You know, well, I do that. Again, but the thing of it is that why would I want a camera? Well, see again, we become entirely too camera conscious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you can't even have a good accident anymore without somebody whipping out the cell phone.
That's right. So my question did you download the app for your fridge?
No.
Why?
Because I don't care.
It might be. It might be 37 degrees instead of 36.
Listen, when I open my refrigerator and I pull out my bottle of apple juice, I just want it to be really cold. It's really cold, we're in business.
I think
the reason that it got replaced is because my apple juice was not really cold.
I think what it's coming down to is a lot of times we build technology and we're just trying to find like a reason to have it. If that makes sense. Mm. Does that make sense?
And
it
does.
I think that's what's mostly bothering me. I mean, it's not. No, you want to have a camera on your kid 24/7, go for it.
It's keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, it really is, and that's a problem. Hey, it's my favorite time.
Oh my! It's like good, because it's like we're all going to be victims of it. I'm telling you,
everything's fine. Don't worry.
All right, wait a minute. Before you talk about what you got to talk about this, here's what I heard this morning on that station. About the sugary drinks.
It'll kill you.
That AI, that doctors, they decided that they were going to compete. So it's like they took a slew of X-rays. Gave them to different doctors, and then asked AI to analyze and come up with a prognosis, a diagnosis. Of course, the real human flesh and blood doctors did much better than AI.
Well, that's a good
thing. Now, that's today. That's today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I'll bet you they won't be.
in regular X-rays, perhaps, but apparently in very focused, like we're designing it to do just this one thing, like breast cancer. Apparently the AI is actually able to pick it up better than 80%, where the doctors pick it up like 10%. And so the earlier they get it, the faster, the better, the faster. Now, AI, I can speak to this directly, but I can't talk about it publicly, but I will say, AI is making amazing inroads in the workplace as employers are embracing the innovation and the efficiency. And apparently 4 out of 10 workers.
For one reason.
Yep. It's cheap.
It's for one reason. It's because you don't have to put up with whining.
Nope.
People getting raises.
Yep.
Troublemakers.
Yep.
Carry on. I got a phone call coming in.
Yep. You wouldn't hear this. Do we put this on pause? No, we'll do it. All right. So 4 out of 10 workers, like 38%, are worried that AI may make some or all of their job duties obsolete in the future. Now they all have like a negative perception of AI and feel that, I'm going to lose my job. But I think what people need to realize is your job is not going to be replaced, but more like supplemented. So I have a job, I'm doing sales, and I have to be half sales, half technician. So if I can hand off the technician portion of things to the AI, that'd be awesome. So for instance, if I said, all right, listen, Mr. Customer, I'm going to send you an email with information on what we spoke about. Off to the left-hand side, I should see an email pulling up on my screen, outlining everything that I promised this particular person and getting it ready for me to hit the send button. That should happen. It's not happening, but it's getting pretty close. Actually had a demonstration at work where we did utilize AI, and that's about all I'll say. And I was pretty well blown away. So if it does what it says it's going to be doing, that's great. That gives more opportunity for other people to do more detailed work. But the heavy lifting, yeah, let the AI do that. I think that's a perfect approach. But yeah, who knows? One day we may have to look at Arnold straight in the eye and hear him say, "We'll be back." All right, so JD's gone. So I'm not sure
JD's back here again.
So JD missed the whole story.
No, I didn't. I was actually listening in one ear while I was talking to this person. So yes, thank you for putting up with that. But
yeah, but I think that's,
you know, again, like I say, I've already put my portion of funny in. So what do you want? Oh, I guess you want more funny, huh?
No. I'm just sharing that with you there. No, but I think that's where it's coming down to. And if that's the way it's going to go, I think that'll be a great thing. Now, let's turn it around again. As you mentioned, I will not be here next week. I am actually heading out of the country, which means I will be getting on an aeroplane. And
we have the Dan Mason. We can return him to you for $500 million.
Oh, no. Go ahead and slit his wrist. Cut his neck off. Yeah, we ain't got nothing.
Let us think about this a second. We'll get back
to you. Can we get back to you tomorrow?
The international man of mystery.
Or better yet, can you hold? No, I will not hold. You will give me that money now. All right. I'm very happy that the government did not shut down. I have government shut down on my notes, and then but government is not shutting down. And first off, I want to say, Kevin McCarthy, you are a whore. I'll just leave it at that. Now, moving on from that particular side, the reason I'm very happy about the government not shutting down has absolutely nothing to do with the government shutting down. First off, for every day the government shuts down, I need to take 1 out of 365 out of my taxes every single day they're shut down because they're not using the money. That's one. Number two, really glad that the government didn't shut down because certain government employees, I will be depending upon very shortly, like
the Social Security Administration.
No, I mean almost immediately depending upon government
the IRS.
No, even more immediate than that. I'm talking like in the next week.
Air traffic controllers.
There you go. Okay.
Again, you were, I don't know, how old were you when Reagan was in office?
Oh, man. He shut that all down, man.
Yes, sir, boy. They got all asked to periods. Well, it's like, we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that. And Reagan
said, all right. Well, okay. I'll give you 48 hours, and if you're not back to work as President of the United States, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to eliminate your jobs.
Yep.
And they did.
And they've never 48
hours
recovered.
Later, did. Nope. He said they
never recovered from
10%
that.
10% came back to work within the 48 hours. They never got reduced hours, number two. And on top of that, they had to hire a brand new crew. And by the way, guess what's happening this year?
The airlines crew, are coming up.
No, that crew that came on with Reagan.
Oh, God,
they're all retiring. And they have to by law. You age out.
Unlike the presidency, we don't want 80-year-old men piloting planes.
No. I'm not talking about piloting. I'm talking about air traffic controllers.
Well, like they can't walk and chew guiding planes either. Well, it's like they're listen. My vision's already shot to hell. It's like so. Yeah. I know that they're. Oh yeah. Okay.
1187. Come on in for a landing. I'm sorry. 1180. Looks like an 8. Is that a 5? Is that? I can't read my handwriting. Who? What?
We're getting.
Is what?
How many close calls we seem to have been getting in on air traffic? You know, traffic going into airports.
So first off, I listen to other podcasts. And apparently there's like dozens every day, dozens every day, because again, you've got brand new people coming on board. You work back to back shifts. So you get about 4 hours sleep between. Right. And then you're off for a day and then you're back on again. It's stressful work. Right. It's like playing.
No lie. You know, you're talking about thousands of people's lives in your hands, and you better be right on the money. Yep. You can't be off.
You are playing
a little off.
You're playing a video game that was built back in the 1950s. It hasn't really been upgraded all that well. There are a few
advances. But the planes have all been updated. Everything else has been updated. Yep. But your air traffic control system.
Yep. They used to use these long Jenga pieces. I don't know if you guys know what Jenga is, but basically that's what it was. It was flight 1186, Newark, and you'd stick it on top of the thing. And that lets you know that that's parked, you know, 20,000 feet up in the sky waiting to come in, and you got to get all these other Jenga pieces in and on the ground. I'm thinking, wow. No.
I mean, you know, it's amazing that we don't have more crashes.
Yeah.
Because, when I was in the hospital years ago, do you remember that flight that went disappeared?
A 370?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said.
Yeah, it didn't disappear.
I mean, I was in the hospital, and every day I just kept hearing, and I'm thinking, it didn't disappear. How do you lose a plane?
It didn't disappear. It did not disappear. It did not disappear.
You know, I mean, how do you lose a plane? I lose my wallet.
You do?
I might lose my keys. I might even lose a ring, but I'm not going to lose a plane.
I think I told you that my former her dad worked for one of those large organizations in the government with three letters.
Uh huh.
And he's like,
you start with an F.
No, it was even deeper than that. Started.
Does
it
end in UCK? Fire truck, you idiot.
It's how about it's no such agency.
Oh yeah, the mafia.
Yeah, the mafia. Yeah, it was no such agency. And
I got you. Yeah,
yeah. He's like
you,
right? It didn't just no. And I said, oh, and he goes, that's it. It's all we're talking about. Okay. All right. That's fine. So it's at the.
If you find out more, I'll have to kill you.
It's at the. Yeah. It's at the bottom of the ocean. Oh, he's gone. It's at the bottom of the ocean, and it was taken out, and there was, you know, but.
I mean, it was just.
They didn't lose it.
Say,
they didn't lose it. They saw it disappear. They saw what took place, and that stuff has been magically. Oh yeah, the system. It erased that whole section as it was coming, and I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, 300 people just poof.
Yeah, all just disappeared. So, things like that happen because I was listening to the podcast, and from the time a plane takes off to the time it lands, it's being clocked or looked at by somebody.
Somebody, yes.
Somebody, except for the one guy at Reagan National, who apparently was at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they were like, oh, Reagan National 1186 coming in from Detroit looking for a clearance. DCA, this is 1187 calling in from Detroit looking for a clearance. Coming in for, I guess, runway 14. Hello, anybody at DCA looking? They had to hit the little, there's a like a button you press, and in the flight controllers, it goes, like this loud 180 decibel, and they go, DCA, this is flight 80s. I'm coming in from Detroit. Anybody there? Somebody like at the restaurant had to go running upstairs, and there's the guy on the console, sound asleep. he had done like 8 days in a row, like 12-hour days, and he just, there's drool coming out of his mouth. They can't wake him up. They actually had to use like regional airports and people who like do radar for fun to like guide the airplanes in. Till they got another air traffic controller. So
and then they wonder why I'm not really thrilled about flying.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the way it rolls.
Hey, but, listen, before you push that button to go to the break, I got a thought for you.
Okay. All right? I want you to see a doctor about it.
All right, ready?
What?
Taylor Swift, the pumpkin spice of music.
I've had enough of it. I've had enough of it. This break,
sadly, however, we will return.
I'm done. Stick a fork in it.
Monumental. Well, if you're going to wait for 2 weeks, you know, you got to make it worthwhile.
Oh, okay.
Today in history, October 1st, 959. Edgar the Peaceable becomes King of All England. Following that, we'll see Michael the Not-So-Nice. 1553, we see the coronation of Queen Mary I of England. It was kind of an off-pink color. The petals on it were kind of shaped in a daisy shape on each one. What, Freddy? Coronation, yeah. Carnation is one. Never mind. 1843, we see News of the World tabloid begins publication in London. Before that, it was just, hey, you know anything interesting? No. What about you? 1880, the first electric lamp factory is opened by Thomas Alva Edison. Electric lamps. What a lunatic. 1940, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, often considered the first superhighway in the United States, opens to traffic. State troopers were installed every 4 miles a week later. 1969. The Concorde breaks the sound barrier for the very first time. Fortunately, it had some crazy glue to fix it, so. 1979, the United States returned sovereignty of the Panama Canal to Panama. One could say they gave them the keys to the locks. Get it? Keys to... Sorry. And finally, 1992, the Cartoon Network begins broadcasting, to which I respond,
that's all, folks.
I'm Dan Mason, and that's October 1st.
If you have tried to start a family and you just can't seem to, call the experts at Kenner's Pond Medical Center. With years of experience, we have a 100% fertility record. That is, if you're not in a family way within 3 cycles, there is no charge. Meet the man behind the system.
Hey there, Carmine DeGuzio. I've been getting women fertile for years. I don't use them IVF or IUI systems. I'm doing it the old-fashioned way, just like your dad did years ago. Think you can't get pregnant? Don't worry about it. Send me an 8x10 color picture of yourself, then we'll talk. A little wine, some dying food will stop at my place, and bam, it'll be like magic.
So if you're ready to start your family the safe and natural way, call Kenner's Pond Medical Center and have your photo ready. Kenner's Pond Medical Center. Ready every night.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Oh my God, we're in at least this millennia.
Hey baby, when you walk that way, watch honey drip, can't keep away. Oh,
booger.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Oh, my God.
I knew you'd get that. All right, so.
My hat's off to Dr. Johnny Fever, man. All right, there are two things here.
Okay.
Before you talk about this.
Yes.
One, it's like, it's a good thing that they did not depend on this song to rank John Bonzo Bonham's drumming skills.
I know, it's like, I'd stop for 5 minutes. Okay. Go ahead.
And the second one is, what the hell is he saying?
That's what he said.
I mean, I know a big leg woman ain't got no soul. All right, go on.
All right. So that was a little song by Led Zeppelin back in the 70s called Black Dog.
Black Dog.
Yes. And that was in commemoration of today being National
Black Dog Day.
Black Dog Day. Very good. Very good. You got that right away. So
I figured it out in the middle of the song. Because I was trying to think, what the hell is he saying?
What is he doing?
Black Dog Day.
Black Dog Day. So if you got a black dog, go pat it on the head. Today is October 1st, and you have to do that and be nice to the dog.
One of my favorite dogs in my life was my little black Cocker Spaniel, Blackie. Yeah. Oh, I love that dog. And I brought her home. Somebody had given it to me, and I didn't want to tell my mom I had a dog. So I had the dog under my big old coat, and I was standing there with my arms folded in front of me. And all of a sudden,
you're squirming.
Our tail hadn't been cropped. So all of a sudden, this black tail came out from under my coat.
Okay.
And then I started crying. Please, mommy, can I keep it? So, okay.
Is that when she said no?
No, she let me have it because, see, number one, when the tail came out, she couldn't help but laugh. She saw that and it was like, there was a nice little long old black tail just pop, 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 pop.
That's funny. All right. Now, so National Black Dog Day and.
Thank you very much for specializing it for me.
No worries. We may get dinged on that, but I doubt it. We only have, a handful of listeners, so we'll see what happens. But anyway. All right.
Well, you let me know so we can go ahead and just rag on.
Yeah, they got that cease and desist letter. I'll be sure to send them all $8 of the proceeds. Now.
Hey, Ted, you got to buy 2 shirts.
Got to pay for the licensing. All right. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Southern IT Treats. And it is Mighty Buddy Sheila and her husband, Al. And they have a big red truck. And actually, she and Al will be with me in, what's the name of the place again?
Cabo.
Yes. So they probably won't be around next weekend, but I know they're doing stuff this weekend. So you still got some time. And so you're sitting there going, well, why are you mentioning them? Well, I'll tell you why I'm mentioning. What they've done is they've purchased a big red truck, and actually it wasn't red to begin with. It was like an off silver, but then they painted it and it looks really nice, and it's aluminum. So it's lightweight and they get good gas mileage on it, which is important. That's not important. What's important is what they've done is they have gotten these two big Italian ice machines and they put them inside the van, the big red van, and they have got it.
Sweeter than Sheila is the ice cream.
Oh, you. Wow. Okay. Al's going to be on top of you. I'm telling you, he's going
to
come knocking you down.
No, he needs to be on top of
Sheila. I get, stop it.
I'm sorry.
At your age, not your shoe size. All right, now, Icy Something Icy Treats. What is it? Well, again, ice machine. They shred the ice. They don't crunch it. They shred it. It makes this beautiful snowfall into an awaiting goblet, and then they put all the different flavorings on top. They can put gummy worms on top, and they'll freeze instantly, and kids like to crunch them. and they could put sour squirt on top. Kids like that as well. There are a lot of different things you can do. My personal favorite, it is the pina colada. I got you to try that last year. It was delicious.
And the thing of it is, it is, you know, and for all, you know, for all the stuff I'm messing with Sheila, she's just a great person. So is Al. But the thing of it is that this is a treat that you are just not going to find anywhere.
Yeah, really.
And that's the nice thing about it, because, you know, you get most ice treats, they're all crunchy. They're, it's just chopped up ice. It's crushed ice.
It's not
good. This is a cascade flow. It's smooth.
It's delicious.
Silky.
It's almost like ice cream, but you know it's ice, and it's just like your brain's kind of trying to figure it all out there. So what you need to do is think about it. Now, if you've got an upcoming event coming on board, you know, if you own a corporation and you need to, you know, get people involved, give them a call. 804-617-8827. Good for birthday parties. 804-617-8827. Fundraisers, it doesn't matter. Just give them a call, 804-617-8827. Or you know what you could do? You could visit their website. It's at www.iceysomethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. They're available on Instagram and Facebook. You will not be disappointed, I guarantee you. Give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827.
You will be glad you did.
All right. Now, that was a rather long song, which means...
I know. It's like I was looking at the clock, because it's a good thing, too, because there's not a whole lot going on. Because, ladies and gentlemen...
And you in the corner.
We are the fattest nation in the world. And you know why?
Why?
It's because of what we put in our faces. And you know whose fault that is?
Mine?
It is the food manufacturer.
No,
it is not our fault.
Good.
It is not your fault or my fault. Yes, it's the people who make this garbage. And once again, I've got another week of pretty disgusting thoughts. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here, listen. First off, let me just tell you. Too many pumpkin spice lattes could harm your health. USA Today says drinking too many pumpkin spice lattes can harm a person because they're made with nutmeg. Nutmeg has many benefits, but overindulging it can cause problems. Dr. Mary Sabat says consuming large amounts of nutmeg can lead to hallucinations, nausea, and other health issues.
Yeah.
So does acid. It should be used sparingly. The viral nutmeg challenge resulted in many emergency room visits in 2022.
Nice.
Symptoms of nutmeg toxicity include vomiting, mouth dryness, pupil involvement, unstable blood pressure, and possible seizures. So you just keep on enjoying those pumpkin spice lattes. I'll come and see you at the funeral home. Beverage Industry Magazine says Angry Orchard is celebrating Halloween with its largest bottle of hard cider ever. Now they're selling a limited edition 6-liter king-size bottle of Angry Orchard Crisp Apple Hard Cider. The liter was inspired by king-size candy bars. The bottle costs $200, and it's available while supplies last.
Wow.
Popeye's chicken sandwich almost kills a man. The Willamette Week says that Popeye's chicken sandwich almost killed a Connecticut trucker named Shane Vassell. The 34-year-old ordered his sandwich and asked for no pickles because he's allergic to them. He got extra pickles instead and had an allergic reaction. Shane was hospitalized and is now suing for $9,000 for hospital bills and distress.
Nope.
Oh, man, it's like I'm disappointed in this one. CBS says Girl Scout cookie prices are going up to $6 a box in certain parts of the country. The new pricing starts November 20th. The change is due to higher production, labor, and transportation costs. Now, hold on a second.
Wait, labor? The Girl Scouts work for free.
I know that those cookies, they don't sell all those cookies, and they just put them in a factory, or put them in a storage room, and then bring them out the next year.
And they put a sticker on top to replace the expiration date to next year.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I can remember when it was $2.50 for a box of cookies. I usually buy 10 or 12 boxes every year, but I don't think I'm going to have to do that this year because I don't think I can afford it.
Yeah.
And finally, last but not least, PR Newswire says Walmart is going to begin selling frozen Chuck E. Cheese pizzas. Ugh. Pepperoni and cheese will both be available. So now you don't even have to go to Chuck E. Cheese's to get into a fight. Just go to Walmart. And that's the reason we are the fattest nation in the world. Get yourself an
egg. Yeah, well, okay. Ooh. So Chuck E. Cheese, that's great. Disgusting. I can't believe it. That stuff is awful. I don't know if you've ever had the pizza before.
That's why they fight all the time, because their pizzas are so awful.
All right. So it's funny you mention pizza, because I don't know if you know that. Now, okay, You know who Wawa is. Wawa is a
You do it just a little bit better. Wawa. I got to tell you, that was the first jingle that I taught my oldest daughter. We sat watching TV because we were in Pennsylvania.
So. Wawa is a great place to go get gas. It's a great place to get really good coffee. It's a great place to get munchies. It's a great, great place to get a wide, copious amount of beers and beverages and sodas, snacks and sandwiches. Let's talk about the sandwiches. They get the meat. They get the meat and the bread and the what have you directly from Philadelphia. It's the real stuff. It's chewy. It's delicious. They rolled out less than a month ago Wawa Pizza. Now, you need to order it like 35 minutes ahead of time because they need to prepare it for you. That's fine. I went, pizza? Wawa? My children purchased a Wawa pizza last night. They got half and half. It was sausage on one side, plain with cheese, heavy cheese, and mushrooms on the other, whatever the heck it was. And there the box sat there and two pieces were gone. They said, hey, you got the new Wawa pizza. What'd you think of it? Try it. No, I said, what'd you think of it? Try it. Hey, why is the oven on? We're going to put the pizza in there. Wait, but they already cooked it, right? Try it. Are you guys going to tell me what's going on? I mean, why do you want me to try the pizza? And I open up the box. Wow, this looks pretty good. Try it.
I love your kids, man.
Is there something I should know? Try it. All right. So I got out a pair of scissors and I snipped out of like a, you know, you get the slices and I put a slice in half slice, right? And I took it and I went, shink. I was like, what did I just bite through? You know, when people talk about pizza tasting like cardboard?
Domino's.
Yeah. No. Actually, Domino's has a bite and a chew. This, this flat out, if you told me that they had flavored cardboard that they painted brown and put, you know, cornmeal on the bottom, I think I'd have to believe you. But I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, this is pretty bad. And they went, yep. And I said, okay. What's going on here? So I take a look at the side view. Here's what I suspect happened. All right. Corporate said,
well, you know, we have to make these really fast.
Yeah. Really fast.
Here's what we do. We set a griddle up, right? And then we put this heating structure on top of it. So the bottom gets cooked and the top gets cooked. Boom, all done.
Here's the problem.
Everything else is frozen.
You need to put it into a 450 degree oven for a reason. Because the bottom starts to cook and that heat then transfers slowly up and continues to cook the dough. The dough from the Wawa pizza was raw. You had this thin, crisp piece of cardboard on the bottom, and the rest was this gooey gunk, and then it was cooked food on top. And I'm like, I'm sitting there going, how in God's name did they do this? They don't have a pizza oven. So I think what they do is they lay it down on some type of platform, and just like the cone of silence, this thing comes down on top of it and cooks the top of it. And then that becomes this product. And it looks like it's a done slice of pizza. Until you try it.
You put it in your mouth, yeah.
And you go, ka-chunk, and you're like, what the Ferengi happened here? Oh, my God. All right.
Well, I guess, you know, yeah. Wawa is probably not going to advertise with this now.
So I told the kids, I said, take a picture of the box. Why? Because this ain't going to be around very long. It is absolutely In my opinion, my professional, I eat pizza for a living, and Wawa should be ashamed of themselves because they make good sandwiches. It's not going to be around. They're gone. It's gone.
Sometimes it's you gone. Just stretch yourself too far.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Speaking, all right, and going from one end to the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a story about this woman who's suing Disney World over a painful water slide wedgie. The Daily Beast says that a woman is suing Disney World because she suffered a wedgie while on a water slide at Typhoon Lagoon.
Okay.
Emma McGinnis, it was hospitalized. Mm. She claims that the slide is unsafe and unreasonably dangerous and is asking for at least $50,000 in damages.
Okay, there are so many things I want to say that I will not say in public. I will just say, I won't say anything in public. I need to have a chit chat with her regarding her choice of clothing. We'll just leave it at that.
Yes.
And then maybe anyway. Hey, you were talking about nutmeg, pumpkin spice, and illnesses, and they're seeing
Taylor
uptick.
Swift. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, the pumpkin spice of music.
I've had enough. Stop. No more Taylor Swift, please.
I really have. Right, so, I'm so sick of Taylor Swift. I'm so sick of pumpkin spice. And this week, man, Taylor Swift made the news every day this week because of this stupid football player that she has eyes for.
Whatever.
Doesn't he realize that all he is fodder for her next hit song?
Mm-hmm. I could have had you, but I left you, and I don't want you anymore.
Exactly. Every boy, every man that she's been with has become a hit song for her. It's like if she wasn't such toxic a relationship, man, she wouldn't be nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, today is National Black Dog Day. I could have just as easily told you what it also is today. It's pumpkin
but you're afraid
spice
I'm gonna come over there and punch you in the mouth, aren't you?
Yeah, it's National Pumpkin Spice Day. See, boys and girls, this is the time that you should start having pumpkin spice. It's not in June 1st. You know,
yeah, that's, you know, June, July. It's like, you know, we started with pumpkin spice lattes. It's like, you know, again, pumpkin spice cookies.
Oh, my
pumpkin
gosh.
Pumpkin spice brownies. Oh, my God.
It's I think the earliest reference you gave me was like
Taylor
the end
Swift
of July.
It out.
Yeah, it was terrible. I don't understand it. But, you know, that's what people do. So, oh, wow. All right. Well, that's...
We've shot another hour. Hey, it's another hour of your life you can't get back.
Oh,
but it
my
was
gosh.
Fun.
And meanwhile, you're sitting there going, what in God's name did they talk about?
So that's Dan's going to have to try and figure that out.
I know. So here's the other funny thing. My kids ask me before I start the show and after I start the show, they say, what are you guys going to talk about? Or after the show, it's like, what did you guys talk about? And I go,
I don't know.
I don't know. Go listen.
Listen, the thing of it is that we do this every week, so, you know, and it's not the same show, so obviously we must have some kind of formula to it.
That's right. So, again, Ted.
Hey, listen, have a good time in Cabo, man.
Thank you.
Like, you know, and remember, I collect shot glasses.
All right, and if I don't come back, it's the
listen,
it's
we
the
have,
Slade
we have
the show.
We have the Dan Mason. You can have him for $500,000. Hold on a minute.
Hello, this is J.D. Sage for the Slade Show.
Ah, yes.
Brought to you by Pouchies.
Just in case, 3 weeks, we'll hopefully have another Slade and Mason show, but if not, the Slade Show will be here.
Continue.
Hey, have a good trip, buddy.
All right, thanks. Hey, remember, Ted, they run large.
You better buy three of them because we're going to have to pay for Led Zeppelin.
The Slade Mason Show, our Mark Fitz and Bill Todman production.
This has been a Desilu presentation.